The problem with smart people is this. They can be really stupid 95% of the time. To be fair, I'd only ever met one actual genius. But when that genius was Noah Euclid, it counted as a full education on the subject. A little background on Noah. He was the smartest kid by far in Hardcastle, and possibly the whole world. We used to go to the Academy for Scholastic Distinction together. Me, by mistake, and him because he actually belonged there. Actually, the Academy was way too easy for him. Even the gifted teachers agreed on that. When you had a 200-plus IQ, finding something to challenge you was the biggest challenge of all. For Noah, that challenge was getting himself kicked out of the Academy. And he succeeded with flying colors. I wasn't smart enough to understand why Noah was so dead set on going to regular middle school, even though he explained it to me a bunch of times. "Being a genius isn't hard," he told me earnestly. "What's hard is being normal." He was 100% right about that. No one in the history of Hardcastle Middle School had ever been less normal than Noah Euclid. He was short and skinny with an eager, slightly bent posture that always reminded me of an oversized praying mantis. He was totally thrilled to be there, which instantly separated him from every other kid in the building. Plus, he had a tendency to launch into a lecture at any time on any subject. Face it, he was a wedgie looking for a place to happen. The craziest part was that the world's greatest genius wasn't doing so well in a school where the work was 50 times easier than his last one. He did all the math in his head, so he always lost points for not showing his work. He wrote his essay on the Canterbury Tales in Middle English and lost 78% for spelling errors. His programming skills were so advanced that none of the school's computers could handle his coding. In Hardcastle, most of the good equipment went to the Academy, not to this dump. All the teachers here knew about Noah was that nothing he did with technology ever worked. "Noah, this is stupid," I told him. "You're getting C's in a school where nobody's qualified to carry your pencil case." He was starry-eyed.
"Isn't it great?"
"No, it's not great. It's not even good. At the Academy, you never sank as low as 99. Now you barely crack 70.
"I'm average," he said blissfully.
"You're not even average for a genius," I shot back. He looked wounded.
"Do you know what it's like to be right all the time?"
"My brother-in-law lives with us," I informed him. "I'm not right any of the time." That was First Lieutenant Bradley Patterson, United States Marine Corps. More on him later.
"It's terrible," Noah said emotionally. "You know the answers before anybody finishes asking the questions. You can't enjoy a movie because you can predict the ending during the opening credits. If it wasn't for YouTube, there would be no surprise in my life ever."
"You're insane," I muttered. His narrow praying mantis shoulders hunched.
"I knew you were going to say that."
"Well, you make it worse than it has to be," I accused. "You go out of your way to pick classes you're going to be bad at. Why did you have to sign up for woodshop?" He drew himself up to his full 4'11".
"I reject your theory that I'm bad at it. My salad bowl was a mathematical masterpiece, geometrically circular, with sides that rose to parabolic perfection."
"So how come you got a D?"
"There's nothing wrong with a D," he argued. "It's my first D. I love it."